This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Back in 2000, a young producer named Walter Latham took film that he'd shot of four African-American comedians, big names, too, guys like Bernie Mac and D.L. Hughley, and he turned it into a hit movie directed by Spike Lee called The Original Kings of Comedy. The thing made $30 million. And now, 12 years, more comedians, and millions more dollars later, Walter Latham has taken his business online. He's going to start a new YouTube comedy channel. Walter Latham, welcome to the program.
Nice to be here.
You've been around comedy for a while. You know what you're doing. You've had a whole bunch of hits. Why then choose YouTube?
It's a different era that we're in. You know, everyone is going to the internet. And for me, it's great, you know. In the industry that I'm in, whether it's television or film, you have to convince another person that what you're trying to do makes sense. Whereas on YouTube, I just do whatever I want
to
do.
It doesn't have to make sense.
It doesn't have to make sense.
Now, obviously, you have other sources of income that you can use to pay these guys. Mm-hmm. But how do you make money on a YouTube channel that people can watch for free? Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at it right now. You've got 10,032 subscribers.
Right.
How does that translate into revenue for you?
Well, the revenue comes from the views, and it comes from advertising relationships. And, you know, what YouTube was able to do for me is go out and align us with, I don't think we can announce it yet, but align us with a pretty big advertiser who would pay, who's going to pay, to be aligned with our channel. So we're going to make money. It's just, I can't say it yet, but yeah, we're going to definitely make money.
Are you all right with this being known as a black YouTube
Absolutely.
Channel?
Absolutely. There's nothing wrong with it, and black transcends all color now. Rap, Jay-Z is black, I think the last time I checked, and Kanye West is too. But I doubt they're rich because only black people are buying their music. So I'm A-OK with it. A-OK.
How big do you think this could be? I mean, obviously you've got ambition, but what's the realistic ambition?
The realistic ambition is that cable is going to go away. And, you know, we are here now in the early stages of what cable was probably 30 years ago. And that BET, although they had their shot, I think they could have done better. We're going to do better. And in, you know, 30 years from now, we will be looked at as the better version of BET, but on internet as opposed to cable.
You know, it's funny because we had the CEO of BET on the show maybe 6 weeks or so ago, and she seemed pretty confident that she was going to hang on to the people.
I love Deborah.
You know?
She's cool.
Yeah.
But, I mean, and you know, she has to say that. She can't say anything different. But I can guarantee you, is no way for them to stay alive that they're not looking at a way to also get into this platform. You can't survive without it. I mean, because that's just the way people want it. I mean, cable is too. It takes too long. It's too slow. Believe it or not, and I'm a 42-year-old guy, so to me, cable is fine. But
yeah, but what about your kids?
I have a
14-year-old
who tells me cable's not fine. So dad, you know, I go in his room. He has his TV on, but he's not looking at it. He's laying on the floor with his laptop and his. I don't even know how he does this. He like lays on his back, his feet are up, and his laptop is kind of hanging above him, and he's just on YouTube, you know, surfing the web constantly all day. Yeah. That's what he does.
If you had an opportunity now to do another Kings of Comedy like thing, right? If you could find some vehicle that you wanted to make an actual motion picture out of, would you do it as a motion picture in theaters, or would you throw it up on YouTube?
I think right now I would do it as a motion picture, only because I understand the economics of that even now. You know, if you make a $3 million picture, you release it as a motion picture, you're going to make money. But that's not to say if you made that same picture for $1 million and was able to get, you know, I don't know, a sponsor to step up or two sponsors to step up with $20 or $30 million to be a part of it, and you streamed it on YouTube one night for the whole audience, that might make sense.
You are in North Carolina, not necessarily the entertainment capital of the world. Can you run this network from there?
You know, the funny thing, I can run it from my house. You know, the cool thing about this is as long as you have your content on a hard drive and you have a really cool computer with really fast internet access, you can run it from anywhere in the world.
Walter Latham of Latham Entertainment and the Latham Comedy Channel on YouTube. Thanks very much for your time, Walter.
Thank you for having me.